Being Sanctuary.
Welcome back to the Being Sanctuary podcast, and thank you for being here. The Being Sanctuary podcast is made up of 10 sessions. Each one focuses on one of the 10 principles of Being Sanctuary, which develop from precepts of nonviolence. Being Sanctuary is intended to help guide us to health, dignity, and peace for all life, human and non-human. During these sessions, we will discuss the principles of Being Sanctuary, what they mean in our lives, and how you can take what you learn into the world. With each podcast, you are invited to take part in online discussions hosted on the Carulos Constellation Facebook page. You can also join a live webinar group where we gather to reflect and discuss together the ideas introduced in the podcast. I encourage you to create a personal self-reflective journal and write down any thoughts, feelings, or emotions which may emerge. I wanted to centre this month's podcast on the principle of safety, as around the world we are experiencing very uneasy and unpredictable times. We need to unite and connect more than ever before. Before we begin, take a few moments to think of what the word safety means for you. Perhaps it reminds you of a certain place, a person, or a memory. When you think of this, what emotions can you feel? How does your body feel when you feel safe? The world can appear a scary place sometimes. It is vital that we have a place where we feel safe and can retreat to during these difficult times. When we feel safe, our body feels relaxed and our mind at ease. To feel safe can appear in many different forms and is unique to all of us. We may see that we need what we deem as necessities to be safe, such as food and shelter. Some feel safer when they are around certain people, like family, friends, or animal companions. During self-isolation, we have more time to address thoughts. This space can often be helpful. It can give us time to become more creative, or simply time to relax and unwind. However, at times, our minds can become flooded with thoughts that we had not addressed before. This can often lead to overthinking and form into stress or anxiety. We may become consumed by worries of our health, finances, the health and well-being of others. This global pandemic has caused such a shift. Do you feel safe in this current moment? How has that made you feel? It can be difficult seeing the hurt in the world and people's safety becoming jeopardised. Acknowledge the thoughts that come into your mind. Accept how these thoughts are making you feel, but do not let these thoughts override your mind. Try to calm your mind and accept that what you are doing is all you can in this present moment. Simply connecting with others can be a useful way to provide help to others during this time and to help with your own self-care. When I become overwhelmed by thoughts, such as worrying about my friends working in hospitals or seeing greed in supermarkets, I try to focus my mind on some positive elements which are happening, such as dolphins appearing in Venice canals, air pollution being reduced, and people reaching out when people are in need. A poem by Kristen Flint states how during this time we should stop, think, and reassess. We should see the virus as our messenger to listen to the earth and allow her to heal. In doing so, we'll allow ourselves to heal. This message reiterates our connection to the whole of nature. It can often be difficult to focus on the positives during a time of such uncertainty, but it's vital to bring positivity into our awareness to ensure that we keep our mind and body safe and well. Focusing on the positives does not take away from the hurt and grief which is occurring, but instead allows a positive energy to be released during these times, which in turn is a balancing force to all the negativity. Take a few moments to think of a few positive things in your life, perhaps an old memory, perhaps something that you are experiencing in this present moment, or the image of hope for the near future. Try to focus on these positive elements when your mind becomes overwhelmed. Now, let's take a moment to consider the safety of the other species around us. If we have animals at home, we may worry for their safety, but it also forms as an opportunity to spend more quality time with them and understand their lives in more depth. Animals can help us feel safe, whether that be the comfort of your cat or dog, or the sounds of the birds outdoors. We can also make animals feel safe. A way to do this is to allow them to feel listened to, which will help them to gain trust. Simply being present in a moment can allow trust to build. I have recently gained a qualification in Reiki, which I use for both humans and non-humans. Reiki is energy-based work which can be carried out via touch or energy between space and distance. Distance Reiki can be beneficial for animals who have experienced trauma or need to gain trust. Being still and sending positive energy to an animal, being mindful of the space which connects you both, are the first steps to this energy work. Creating thoughts in your mind such as, "I know you are afraid, and that is okay, but I am here for you." Then sending out through the space that separates you and the animal can build the foundations of trust building. Over time, after doing this until the animal feels at ease, can create a deeper connection and a feeling of safety and trust. Take some time to think of a moment when yourself and an animal felt connected. Could you sense the safety in this moment? If possible, during the next few weeks, try to take some time to spend with an animal and feel that space between you both. Center your mind and send positive energy to the animal. Become aware or even write down what emotions come up and how the animal responds. A lot of emotions will occur during this time of the pandemic. There is a great shift in energy. We are collectively sensing feelings of vulnerability, confusion, and profound grief. We can also experience the feelings of love, compassion, and kindness. We can send out compassion and love out to the world to form a united connection. Take a few moments to focus on the love and compassionate energies and send them out into the world. Allow those energies to transcend back to your mind and to your body. Let love become part of your awareness. In doing so, you should experience warmth and safety. We may be experiencing a deeper connection to nature. We can become aware of the hurt and vulnerability of the earth. We are listening to the earth's pain. I have a hope that we will unite and rebuild nature. We'll become aware of the love the earth shows us and how we need to reflect that love back. Let's now take some time to send out that compassionate energy and love out to the universe. Send out a message that you want the world to know. May I remind listeners that the intention of these podcasts is to connect a like-minded community. If anyone needs to reach out and talk, we are here and we will listen. Please reach out on our Karula's Constellation Facebook page. Especially during these uncertain times, we are all in this together. Thank you for listening to Being Sanctuary. Please stay well and keep safe. See you next time. This podcast has been created to help provide tools and a place to connect. We would be grateful for any contribution to support the podcast and other work for animals. If you are able, please consider donating to the Karula Centre for Nonviolence to support our efforts. Thank you for your generosity and care.